VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning on the First Coast. It's under 70 degrees. Three cheers for that one. It's 10 o'clock. That can only mean this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And I'll start with a pre-apology just in case. We actually both have a little bit of a lingering cough that isn't from any illness. It's just something that's out there. Change of weather, I guess. It's been bugging me a little. We'll do our best to avoid getting that into the mainstream. But let's see. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do today. This is a financial radio show. It is a call-in show, and I remind you weekly that not all financial shows are created equal. We are here in the studio live where you can call us by picking up the phone and dialing 222-TALK. Most shows are pre-recorded and played back, and you get to hear only what the host wants you to hear. If you want to assume some editorial control in this show, it's as easy as picking up the phone and calling in with your questions. We will have a trivia question coming up that has to do with the market. The market was very interesting this week, to say the absolute least. And we'll take a little time also to remind you who we really are when we're not sitting here on a Saturday morning talking to folks on the radio. We actually do have day jobs, and we are very well qualified. We're kind of unique. We're fee-only. We're at the beach, father and son. And we do all our meetings together, so everybody gets the perspective of a broad range of ages and a background that does not include simply being advisors to the financial types. So let's not delay anymore. This was a week that I couldn't explain it if I tried, so I won't try. I'll let you do it.
I'll give it a shot. Lately we've seen some pretty strange hours, days, and weeks in trading and in the markets. And this week may have been the strangest of them all. Friday, especially, might be one of the most interesting days that we've seen in a long time. However, for the week, the Dow and the S&P both rose about 1%, and the NASDAQ rose 0.5%. But that really doesn't tell the whole story, does it? On both Monday and Tuesday this week, the Dow dropped below 16,000 briefly, but it closed both days above 16,000. Wednesday morning, the market opened around 16,250, which is kind of the middle of the range it's been trading in lately. It then dipped down midday and then closed about even. Same thing on Thursday. Then Friday came. The futures were up in the early morning, but then the horrible non-farm payrolls report came out, and the market immediately went into the red. It opened just above 16,000, so all the gains for the week had been erased. But as the day went on, the losses started to erase, and a little after noon, the market went positive for the day. The rally continued into the close, and we ended up closing the day at 16,472, which is about the top end of the range we've seen lately. It was also about a 450-point swing in the market in one trading session.
And if that doesn't scare you, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, but that's what makes market timing impossible. You may hit it right sometimes, but you can't do it all the time. If you had asked me on Friday morning what the market was going to close at, I certainly would not have guessed 200 points up for the day. I would have said there's no way that's possible, and I think most of you probably would have agreed with me. But that is the way the market works, and that's exactly why timing the market will never work.
And it's for reasons that are actually somewhat explainable. The jobs this month, we got a head faint on Wednesday from ADP when they came out at 200,000 because that was kind of in line with the expectations for the government number.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Then some other stuff happened.
Yeah.
The government number came out on Friday.
Right, and it was pretty ugly.
Very ugly.
Economists were expecting a reading of about 200,000, and it came out at 144,000. That's a 30% miss to the downside. In addition, the August numbers were revised down, which everyone had thought would be an upward revision.
Right.
So the labor force participation rate also fell dramatically. Now, personally, I think this is a trend that we're going to see continue.
Yeah, I do too. And nobody talks about the real underlying reasons, but I think we know them.
Yeah, it's a demographic thing, not an economic thing. We have to remember that the largest segment of our society is the baby boomers, by far. They are retiring and they are living longer. This is going to change the labor force participation rate to appear that more people are not working, but it makes sense that that should be the case.
Yeah. The ugliest thing, though, is the one no one ever talks about. The employer survey, which is the one you hear about on Friday mornings when the government comes out with their whatever number, that's only half the story. The other one is the household survey where they actually call people and ask. And this is what was so confusing to me based on ADP, not based on the government survey, but on the ADP survey. The household survey showed a loss of 236,000 people, work, jobs. And the, what I call the made-up factor, the CES birth-death adjustment, that was a negative 34,000, which means that even the government now is admitting that more businesses are dying than are starting. It's the first time they've admitted that in a long, long time. And that is a real ugly number. Now, the one thing that you always have to realize that there's a lag in that number. It's actually, this is a leading thing, which is exactly the opposite of the way I'd like it. But when they're calling people at home and those people have stopped looking for work, have maybe gotten over a contract they were doing, they're not doing anything, so it shows them with a lack of work. That doesn't really hit the payrolls and the employer for another month. So I'm worried that next month could be really ugly when it comes in, or these people are just going to do what they do and they're going to go find another contract. So it doesn't have to be that way, but it's certainly an ominous sign for the job market.
Well, and that's been the one positive sign for the last, 8 months or so. It's always been the payroll report. So hopefully that doesn't reverse. That would be a really bad sign.
And back to your demographics again, too. 10,000 baby boomers a day are growing up, so to speak, hitting Social Security age. A lot of them are retiring, going down to part-time or whatever. They're going to have a dramatic influence. Well, here we are in October, and that brings me to a trivia question. A lot of you, I'm sure, remember some really uncomfortable events in prior Octobers in the market. October has a reputation of being one of the worst months, and it is. It's one of the 12 worst months of the year. I wrote an article on that once, which I kind of liked. Anyway, my question is, in the last 20 Octobers, how many of them was the market positive out of 20? And the winner of that would be in line for a Publix gift certificate from Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, and we'll get to it right after the break. Don't go away.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And for all of you who have just tuned in and don't know what you're listening to, this is a live call-in radio show where we'll talk about whatever we want to. Unless you call, then we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. So for the regular listeners who are always with us, thank you so much for tuning in. If you do like the show, tell your friends, because that's how we stay alive in this business.
And what's that number they can reach us at?
That would be 904-222-TALK, which is 222-8255. Trivia question brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. We just headed into October, which is one of those months that everyone kind of dreads in the market. My question is, out of the last 20 Octobers, how many have been positive in the market? It's a number bigger than zero and less than 21.
Okay, that helps.
I got a bracket already, and I did it. How about that? All right, some things that we are thinking about this time of year, which not everybody perhaps does. Part of it's because of the political season. Part of it's because of the year end. But taxes are on our minds as planners. And Adam's going to take a little look at those taxes that we just dearly love to hate.
Exactly. I was reading a couple of articles on the web this week, and I found a few of them talked about the top 5 or top 10 taxes that people love to hate. And so I sat down and I agreed with a lot of them, but there's some that I hate more than the ones I was reading about. So I came up with a little ranking system. The first thing I did was I listed all the taxes I could think of off the top of my head that are pretty normal taxes and that everyone or a lot of people pay, not too obscure. And I came up with 29 of them without even really thinking about it, which that says something in itself.
It does. It says fair tax, fair tax.
Exactly. So I decided if I was going to rank them, I had to come up with a system. So I came up with 4 categories. I did their, the first one was the number of people they affect. The second was their transparency. The third was the relative dollar amount that they cost. And the fourth was their overall fairness, and they're all kind of subjective, but this is my personal list, so I figured I can do it any way I want to.
Unless somebody tells you differently, go ahead.
For each tax and each one of those categories, I assigned a number from 1 to 3, with 1 being the best and 3 being the worst. And then I added up all the scores and ranked them. So the scores could range from 4 to 12, with 12 being the worst score possible. There were no 12s, but there was an 11. I'll tell you my top 10 now, starting with the least offensive tax and ending with the most offensive tax. Number 10, the phase-out rule for tax breaks. That scored a 9.
Least offensive because of the high level of income at which it begins?
Yeah, and so it doesn't affect that many people, and that's why
that's
it didn't
where it
score higher.
Gained its points.
Right.
Okay.
But these things are pretty sinister because they are not exactly a tax, but they're kind of a lie of omission. They keep people from using a tax break if they do something really bad, like go out and get successful and make a lot of money.
It's an increase in your marginal rate that they don't have to tell you about.
Right. Politicians love them because they get to sell the masses on what a great idea the new tax deduction will be, but then they never mention the phase out, which is going to affect you if you start making money.
And they get to add their favorite slogan, soak the rich.
Exactly. Some examples of this are the child tax credit, the higher education credits, IRA deductions, etc. And they scored poorly due to low transparency and fairness. Number 9. Lodging and resort taxes also scored a 9. These nasty taxes are imposed at the state level on hotel rooms when you want to go visit great places like Hawaii, and they can be really steep.
New Orleans was like that when you were over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. That's another one. You'll see this a lot in popular tourist destinations.
Yeah, naturally, because they can.
Exactly. The taxes on a hotel room in Oahu will cost you an extra 9.25% in lodging tax and up to 4.5% in sales tax, for an extra 13.75% tacked onto the price of a room. Obviously, this tax scored poorly in the dollar amount category. If you stayed 7 nights in a room in Honolulu for $300 a night, the taxes alone would be almost as much as staying an extra night, $289. Crazy.
I laugh only because the only thing I can do to not cry.
No doubt.
Or except stay home.
Number 8, forced RMD taxes also scored a 9. So what's worse than paying taxes? It's being forced to pay taxes.
You mean required minimum distributions from
yes.
retirement accounts.
Exactly.
Taxable retirement accounts.
The government views pre-tax retirement savings as a huge untapped revenue source for them.
They call it a, what is the word they use? A tax expenditure.
Right.
Money they don't get until later.
Never mind that the money in the account is your money and you should be able to decide when you need it. They want it now. So how do they get it? By forcing you to withdraw part of it every year after you turn 70 and a half. So not only is this a forced tax, but it is a forced tax on senior citizens, which makes it especially evil to me. This tax scored poorly on the dollar amount because it is taxed at ordinary income rates, which can be quite high depending on your tax bracket. Number 7, vice taxes, or also called sin taxes. That scored a 9 as well. This is an extra tax levied on things that you love but you know are bad for you, like booze and cigarettes and now marijuana in some states. As if that isn't bad enough, the tax is levied on the merchant, so you won't know you are paying it. The merchant will then raise the price of the item to cover the extra tax, which also has the convenient effect of raising the sales tax the state collects. See why this is such a sneaky tax?
Tax on tax.
This tax scored particularly low on transparency.
Okay.
Number 6. Taxes on Social Security benefits. That scored a 9 as well. So let me get this straight. The government collects your Social Security taxes from you and your employer for your entire working life in order to ensure that you have an income stream in retirement. This is supposed to be a safety net for us because we have been deemed too stupid to plan for our own retirements. So then, when we retire, the government sends us a check every month, which we paid for with our previous taxes, and then they turn around and tax the money that they give you. So this is a tax on money that you paid the government as a tax that only affects senior citizens on a fixed income. Can it get any worse than that?
Not easily.
I scored this tax low on fairness for obvious reasons.
Especially when it goes from 50 to 85%.
Exactly.
The employer side did get a deduction along the way, but the employee side never did.
Correct.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Number 5, the alternative minimum tax, or AMT. This scored a 10. The alternative minimum tax doesn't affect that many people each year, but when it does, it really hurts. And there's almost nothing you can do to avoid it except earn less money. So whatever you do, don't go out and get successful, because obviously that isn't something we should reward in this country. AMT scored low on transparency, dollar amount, and fairness. Number 4, Obamacare taxes, also scoring a 10. These relatively new taxes were a gift from the Affordable Care Act. In a classic tax-the-rich scheme, it was levied on only the highest wage earners, quote-unquote. You might ask what group constitutes the highest wage earners. As a single person, this means that you would earn more than $200,000 per year. And then, as always, they penalize people who want to get married and make a lifelong commitment to each other by saying that their maximum is now $250,000 per year.
Boy, that's pretty fair, huh?
Right. How much is it? It's a 0.9% on excess of earned income and 3.8% on net investment income. I scored these taxes low on fairness and dollar amount simply because at that level, you're already paying 33% or more of your income in tax, and this simply adds to it. They passed this thing and said it would be a net savings to the country, so why did additional taxes have to be included to pay for it? Doesn't make any sense.
Sleight of mouth? Sleight of tax?
Number three, Social Security taxes. For those of you who work for other people, you pay 6.2% of all of your income up to $118,500 into a system that, if you are my age, probably won't ever pay you back a dime. Then if it does, it will be taxed again. If you are lucky like us and you work for yourself, you get to pay double that, or 12.4% of all of your income up to the maximum, into a system that will never pay you back. Do I need to explain why I hate this tax? I rank this tax low on number of people who have to pay it and transparency because of the Ponzi scheme nature of the system. Number two, the gas tax. This scored a 10 as well. This is a tax that no one can avoid. Almost everyone drives or pays someone to drive for them. Either way, you are paying this tax, directly or indirectly. Much like its cousin, the sin tax, this tax is levied on gas stations that sell you gasoline, so you won't see how much it is costing you. And because the merchant passes on the cost of the tax to the consumer, it also increases your sales tax. And it's steep. For every gallon of gas you purchase in Florida, the taxes on it are about 54.2 cents per gallon as of July 2015, according to the American Petroleum Institute. At current gas prices, that is more than 25% of all the money you pay for gas that goes to the state and federal government. Needless to say, the gas tax scored low on number of people who pay, transparency, and dollar amount. Now, number one, this was the only tax to score an 11 on my scale, and it did so because it scored low on number of people who pay, dollar amount, and fairness. Can you guess what it was? If you said property taxes, you're correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not only is this a tax in perpetuity if you want to live somewhere, but it increases every year no matter if you are using the services it pays for or not. It is also a regressive tax, meaning it hits lower-income homeowners more than upper-income homeowners. It is also very hard to assess fairly because the value of properties can change quickly, and cities often don't have the resources to reassess every property on an annual basis. Then in Florida, you add in the debacle of Save Our Homes, where recent home buyers are forced to pay multiple times what their neighbors who have not moved recently pay, and you have a wildly unfair, regressive tax that affects everyone. And if you think you are avoiding this tax by renting, think again. All you are doing is avoiding getting a tax deduction because your landlord is paying the property tax from the rent that you pay. This tax scored low on number of people who pay, dollar amount, and fairness. And that's it.
I'd say it was very appropriate. The proposals in front of Congress, and more than that, in front of the cameras these days, all of the presidential contenders are... they're putting forth their own tax plans, and of course everybody's criticizing them all. So after the break, I'm going to look at one in particular, which is Donald Trump's tax plan. Only I'm not going to look at it the way everybody else in the world looks at it. Everybody looks at what we've got now, and then they look at the proposal and say, well, here are the differences. Are they good, bad, or what? But I'm not going to do that now. I'm going to put myself in hypothetical mode with my tax plan that I've advocated so long, and I'm going to compare the Trump plan to my tax plan so that you can see the differences and just how egregious and onerous they are. And that'll happen very shortly after the break. Right now, we got to run. The trivia question, how many of the last 20 Octobers has the market been positive? 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Whether you have a question or want to take a shot at the trivia. Whatever you do, don't go away.
WBOB Jacksonville is
Bill Bennett.
This is Laura Ingram.
It's Glenn Beck.
Michael Savage.
Mark Levin.
AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says an investigation is now underway into an airstrike in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. It, quote, may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. The international charity organization Doctors Without Borders says 9 staff members were killed, 30 are missing. Afghanistan's foreign minister spokesman says that 10 to 15 terrorists hiding in the hospital were killed. Forecasters expect up to 14 inches of rain to fall in the South Carolina Midlands. That's through Monday, and up to 12 inches in the rest of the state. Governor Nikki Haley says extensive flooding and power outages are to be expected. People should be prepared, she says. Dallas, police say that a man has been arrested in the murder-for-hire shooting death of a pediatric dentist, and an arrest warrant has been issued for a woman suspected of hiring him to carry out that killing. This is SRN News.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know 1 in 4 homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
For 10 spectacular nights, for the few who dare, the Jacksonville Jaycees open the gates to the Trail of Terror beginning Friday, October 9th through Halloween night. For the first time in a decade, you'll take the Trek of Terror through the creepiest Trail of the Unexpected. Many, many years ago, the natives demanded the Trail of Terror be closed forevermore. Recently, the doors have begun to creak and squeak. The locals residing near the Jacksonville Zoo have reported hearing unearthly noises coming from the grounds of paintball adventurers each evening as the moon climbs ever higher. Are you willing to test the Trail of Terror? Tickets are frighteningly affordable, with all proceeds going to support local organizations. Pre-sale tickets start at only $12. Visit jacksterror.com for all of the scare-alicious details. The Trail of Terror will be lurking for you.
WBOB Traffic and Weather.
10:33, the Van Wee Financial Hour continues in 30 seconds. The Hartbridge Expressway, both directions, a delay-free commute from Beach Boulevard over the bridge and into downtown. 95 northbound slows a bit approaching the downtown bridges. A coastal flood advisory is in effect for the weekend, otherwise cloudy through tomorrow with a chance of rain. High mid to upper 70s, overnight low 66. 67 now at News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we have a trivia question open. October is known in the market as a very volatile and scary month. How many of the last 20 Octobers has the market actually closed up? That's a number greater than zero and less than 21, which is more or less self-explanatory, I guess. Anyway, this segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Call Troy at 662-9794 for either a routine recurring maintenance job or a project type. They do them all. They're back on the phones again. The IRS scammers. I may sound like I repeat myself, but I only do these things when they have come back, and they are back. So what do? They use common names, fake IRS badge numbers, send bogus emails. They'll call again, claiming to be from the DMV or something like that. Caller ID is always rigged so it looks like it. So far, another 1,000 people have been swindled out of another $5 million, according to the IRS. Folks, the only thing you got to take away from this is the IRS will never contact you by phone. If someone claims that that's what they're doing, hang up. If they call back, report it. Just like that.
Easy enough.
Don't get scammed. All right. Trump tax plan from my viewpoint. My viewpoint, my little panacea, is we live under the fair tax. So imagine that this is the way it is. It's so simple. You never have to do a tax return. The only reason you ever contact the Treasury Department is once a year to tell them how much money you earned last year, because you're still going to get Social Security one day and they got to know how much you've earned. You have to inform the Treasury Department because there is no IRS to talk to. Oh.
Oh, darn.
Music to my ears. No IRS. I like that. And in fact, every branch of our government adheres to the simple rule that you are presumed innocent until they prove you guilty, which is exactly the opposite of what happens with the IRS, who presumes you guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
And that is the only system in America that works like that, that I know of.
And it would just be gone. So imagine it's gone. Now, on payday, what do you get? You get 100% of your paycheck. No withholding, no FICA, no federal income tax, no Medicare. The only deductions would be voluntarily if you got money taken out for your 401k or your medical insurance or something like that. But you wouldn't have a 401k. Why would you have a retirement plan? All they do is defer income taxes. There are no income taxes. So you've got a bank account, a brokerage account, whatever you want to do, and that's where you put your money. Investment decisions are all yours, and they're never influenced by what the tax rate is going to be, because there are no taxes. Anything you accumulate by the time you quit working is yours to use throughout the rest of your life, and there will be no estate or inheritance taxes if you happen to die with a couple of nickels left over. On the first of every month, your checking account gets padded a few hundred bucks for what the fair tax system calls a prebate, and all that does is equalize the taxes on those things that you are required to buy just because of life's bare necessities. So you get 100%. And you get to spend 100%, save 100%, anything in between. If you want to pay fair tax on something, you won't see it because it's embedded in the price of goods, which are roughly the same as they were yesterday before the fair tax came in. But those goods and services now that are new will pay the fair tax. If they're used, they don't. You don't want to pay money to the government? Buy something used. No problem. All right. Simple, wonderful. I love it. Let's talk about the Trump plan. Every April 15th, you got to do a tax return. Every paycheck is reduced by FICA, federal tax, and Medicare, as always. Your employer pays a hidden cost for contributions because they have to match your FICA and Medicare, decreasing your actual take-home pay because your employer doesn't have as much money, as always. There is an IRS, and you are scared to death of it. And when that envelope arrives in your mailbox, you shudder, as always. The IRS can take your assets without warning, as always. When confronted by them, you're presumed guilty, as always. Goods and services cost about the same, but you have less disposable income with which to buy them, as always. There are four tax rates, so the more you earn, the more you pay, but disproportionately so due to the so-called progressivity, as always. There is a costly government bureaucracy in addition to IRS. It's called the tax court, and it's huge and costly. All it does is rule on taxpayer issues, as always. You live in fear of making a mistake or forgetting a deadline, as always. You pay big money to tax preparers, and they do mountains of paperwork for you every year, as always. When you finally achieve Social Security age, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits are taxed at your marginal rate, as always. This, even though your contributions were involuntary and not deductible. If you make too much money, you pay more for your Medicare premiums, as always. The sight of the IRS logo will just send that cold chill through your heart every time. There are scams everywhere trying to rip you off, claiming to be from the IRS. You get phone calls supposedly from the IRS. As always, you're so afraid that you may be able to be scammed, as always. Up to 25% of your next dollar will have to be paid for the IRS. They punish people for their political views, as always. IRS employees live out their lives on lavish pensions. Are you listening, Lois Lerner? Paid for by you, your children, and your grandchildren, as always. Which system sounds better? The Trump plan has its pluses. If we go back to comparing it to what we have, there is no inheritance tax. There is no AMT. The rates are a little flatter. But compared to my world of taxes, it is an abject disaster. I want a system where I can go through the things I started with. No IRS, no April 15th, no robbing your paycheck. No taking your money if you happen to accumulate some during your life. If we could live under the fair tax, all this would be true. We have to do this kind of comparison to see how rotten it is to try to tweak the tax code we have. Herman Cain is right. It has to be thrown out. We got to start from scratch. There is a better way. And when I tell you that some politician has said, let's take in our country back, if he meant it the way I meant it, he'd have to finish the sentence. Let's take our country back from the politicians. That's my look at the Trump tax plan. So anybody who's not familiar with it, I suggest you read the book.
So you're not a fan?
I guess you could say that. Yeah. In fact, that would be real easy. All right. If real estate folks like to do Ponzi things and bad boy things and such, and they had a good one today. I got a couple too, and I would like to bring these up from people in the financial industry because they do things that usually have had a trigger in there that people ignored, and if they weren't ignoring them, they wouldn't get caught. Lately, there's a fella named Spinoza who was with TD Bank, and he just got tossed in jail. What these guys were doing, it was a kind of a two-person conspiracy where they were telling people that they were going to put money in the account in this bank and it would be frozen in there. And it could only be invested in the what they called a high return investment. And what was happening was that these locked accounts were only locked down after they were drained down to about $100 each. So if you had a $21 million account, $22 million one of them had, if you had that in the bank and you were unable because of the titling of the account or the lockdown on it, if you were unable to go into the TD Bank and see your account there, don't you think that might be considered a red flag?
Yeah, why would you ever fall for that one? I don't see the upside on it.
No. These kinds of things, people, if you think about it, they always claim to have big returns on them. The thing that I always stress to people is if you can't go online to a third-party source and see your money, then somebody else probably has it. Don't do that. Don't make checks to your broker. Don't make checks to your bank. Make checks to a custodian like Schwab or TD Ameritrade or somebody like that. I got a couple more when we get back, so do not go away.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Van Wee Financial Hour for today. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And usually about this time of day, we like to revert to our minute or two of very shameless self-promotion, which I have delegated so successfully over the last few months. So take it away.
Sure. So in our day jobs, we have an office out at Jacksonville Beach. It's right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit off of Butler Boulevard. It's got great access from all the interstates in town, and it's very easy to get to. If you ever want to call us at the office, it's 904-685-1505. And if you want to find us online, you're going to have to be able to spell our name, our last name, that is, and it's tricky. It's V-A-N-W-I-E or Victor Alpha November Whiskey India Echo. Our website is www.vanweefinancial.com. We have a blog on there, and all the things we talk about on the radio make it up on the blog during the week, so check that out. And then some stuff that we don't talk about on the radio also, so it's a great site for information about your personal finance. You can book an appointment on our website or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/VanWeeFinancial, or we're on Twitter at VanWeeFinancial. And you can email us offline at info@vanweedfinancial.com. And lastly, we now have our podcasts of the show available on iTunes. So go on your iTunes account and look us up and download the latest show.
How about that? One more little Ponzi. I'm just so fond of these things. As you know, a fellow by the name of Tim Durham had a $200 million Ponzi scheme going. Those of you who remember Lydia Kladick in St. Augustine, she had a used car financing scheme that she would charge her customers very high interest rates, like 18 to 24%, which is exactly what Durham was doing. And for a while, it was working. I assume it was for her also, but it worked okay for Durham for a while until he started to subordinate some of that money for, let's say, just some nice things for his lifestyle. For instance, more than 40 classic and exotic cars worth over $7 million, a $3 million private jet, a $6 million yacht in Miami, things like that. So when things started to fold up a little bit, the process kind of caught up to him, as did the law, and he was sentenced to 50 years in jail. Well, U.S. District Judge, who handed it down, she kind of came back to get him again. He subsequently won a little victory. A federal appeals court threw out two of his wire fraud convictions. So he went back. It wound up back in the same judge's court. And she said, okay, and sentenced him to 50 years for all the other stuff. You go, girl. I got a big kick out of that one. I got a couple more for next week, too. All right, what would I mean if I said you should learn how to manage your income in retirement? Does that make any sense to you, manage your income? Well, we have mentioned just as soon as today that people are turning 62 and older as the baby boomers start to retire, take Social Security and that kind of thing. I was going to use this as a trivia question, but I'm going to throw it out in general. Certified financial planners in a recent survey have said that they only consider 1% of their clients actually knowledgeable about the rules in Social Security. Folks, that is pathetic. This is a big deal for the rest of your life. You should know more than that, which is why more of you should probably go see certified financial planners. But again,
In all fairness, it is a really tricky system to get to know.
Oh, yes, there's something like 7,400 rules, but they're just to get a general concept of it would be very important. The reverse side of that coin is that clients of certified financial planners, 9% of them think that they are very knowledgeable, and 38% they think they are somewhat knowledgeable. Apparently, we need a little better education in it. So what do I mean by managing your income? Because of the stupid rules that Adam was talking about earlier, when you are in retirement and getting Social Security, if you don't have a lot of other income, you're probably not going to pay taxes on any of your Social Security. There's a two-step test, and it involves something called MAGI, Modified Adjusted Gross Income. And what that means is it takes all of your earned income from all sources, it adds in half your Social Security, and if that number's above a certain amount, then you have to pay tax on half of your Social Security income. If it goes above the next threshold, you have to pay taxes on 85% of your Social Security income. That's why I said earlier, thank you, Bill Clinton. That was a little curveball that he threw in and got away with it for reasons I will never understand. Anyway, what happens if you get just over that mark? You wind up paying a lot more taxes on a lot more things because so much more is taxable. Well, what if you could manage your Social Security income where maybe you suspend, or that maybe the high earner is, if you're collecting, stops collecting and goes over and gets a spousal benefit instead that's a little bit lower? Any period of time where you're out of the collection market and under 70 years old, you're getting an 8% increase added on to what you're going to get later when you do restart. You might be able to spend a couple of years plotting and scheming on your income level so that you're keeping more of your money and you're getting an 8% raise when you do go back into Social Security and collect on your own. This is kind of step one of managing your income. Then there's another wonderful thing, given the awful nature of the tax code, it's a wonderful thing. You do not pay taxes on qualified dividends and capital gains if you're in either of the bottom two tax brackets, which are currently 15% or 10% and 15%. I guess. Mm-hmm. That goes up to, right now, I think for a married couple, it's $74,900. And this is not modified adjusted gross income. This is taxable income. What's the difference? Well, if you had a 1040 form and you've got the front page and the second page, down at the bottom of the first page is your adjusted gross income. You modify it by adding in a couple of things like any tax-free interest income you've got. And for the Social Security calculation, it's half of it's added back into there. So transfer over to the next page, and you've got personal exemptions. And your individual deductions, whether you use a standard or if you itemize. Now, when you get done with that process, now you're looking at your taxable income. Well, if your Social Security is going to be pushing you just over, or if by selling some of your assets you're going to be just over the 74.9, all of a sudden now you went from a non-taxpayer to a taxpayer right there. That's what I mean by managing your income. There are very often ways you can defer income. For instance, if you work for yourself, you might want to defer some income. If you're trying to, let's say you retired and you had a big stake in a particular financial asset that was highly appreciated, you know you want to, during the first few years of retirement, you know you really want to start to dwindle it down so you can diversify it. It's only smart. Well, if you plan your modified adjusted gross income and then your taxable income and find out exactly how much of it you can sell every year, you can do this until it's down to an appropriate percentage, whatever you decide that is, and not pay any taxes on it. I don't know about anybody else out there, but whenever I see a situation where you can pay zero taxes on something that's usually taxed, I'm looking for a way to do it. Another thing you can do, if you've got IRAs and you don't really want to be making those same large RMDs that Adam was talking about in the first segment, maybe you want to start converting some regular traditional IRAs over to Roths, keeping it right below the 74.9, and then none of your other things are taxable. This is the kind of exercise that you can do if you understand the tax code, and most of us who are fee-only certified financial planners are able to walk you through the steps and the tax code. Doesn't mean we're tax preparers. It doesn't mean we're CFPs. It means we understand how the system works. By making certain timing adjustments, by handling your Social Security, maybe by running your business differently, you can do any number of things that could possibly help you. All right, September and October are both really volatile months in the market. And then we like to think that November starts the good 6 months again. But actually, out of the last 20 Octobers, 14 have been up, which is more interesting when you relate it to the Novembers and Decembers. Out of the last 20, both November and December, 14 have been up. Doesn't mean they're all up the same year, but it means they're up the same percentage of time.
That really surprised me with the reputation that October has.
Mm-hmm. It does. Everybody thinks of that one. All right, we're going to have to get out of here, folks. I really appreciate you listening. We will be back next week. I got a lot more to say on a lot more topics by then. I'm sure Adam will too. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, you will never plan to fail. You'll only fail to plan. See you later.
The best thing about this audience is its commitment level. There is no audience, and I contend, in the history of radio, in the history of media, that has been as dedicated and has been as active as this audience. Can you think of any other audience that has been this self-motivated?
No, I can't.
I can't.
Glenn Beck. Weekdays at noon, AM 600 and FM 100.3.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, October 7th at 7 p.m., it's the Art League of Jacksonville Wednesday Night Ceramics Pottery Class at the Burnett Park Community.